Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
A lot of attention was on the economy this week, with more reopening and, of course, the publishing of the economic recovering plan by the government. Cormac Lucy, who writes an economics column for the Sunday Times, has been keeping a close eye on all of this and thinks that inflation is the financial elephant in the room. Good morning to you, Cormac. How are you?
Hi, Bobby.
I'm great. Could we start with the US, Cormac? You know, they've had a big stimulus plan over there. They're hoping to have, I think, 70% of the population vaccinated by the 4th of July. But two stats there that caught my eye were that the increase in the annual headline consumer price index rate has been the fastest since September 2008. That's 13 years. And monthly gain in core inflation was the largest in 40 years. They're surely stats that we should maybe be concerned about on this side of the Atlantic.
Well, I think there's a lot of businesses trying to readjust. They've been in lockdown. Now, with vaccination, pandemic restrictions are lifting, and they're suddenly having to reopen. And there are a lot of supply interruptions that haven't been fully fixed in the meantime. So you have a lot of economic stimulus being poured through a very small tube, causing a lot of inflation in the States. You know, their inflation is approaching 5% over there. It's approaching 2% in the Eurozone. It was closer to zero this time 12 months ago. And if we look at things like timber, it has tripled, quadrupled in the last 12 months. The Bloomberg Commodity Index is up 60% over the last 12 months. So I think it's hard to know whether this inflation that we're currently seeing is transient and just a short-term problem as the economy and supply chains adapt to being reopened, or is this the harbinger of longer-term inflationary pressures that are going to lead to a sustained increase in inflation over coming years?
It's funny, I was looking at today's Irish Times and there's the list inflation debate. And interesting that Christine Lagarde and the OECD both are saying that it's temporary. But Larry Summers, I think you know him, he's that Democrat in the US. He says the Fed's idea used to be that if it removed the punch bowl before the party got good, now the Fed's doctrine is that it'll only remove the punch bowl after it sees people staggering around drunk. I thought that was an interesting analogy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think the problem is that the central bankers, it's their job to stop inflation, but they're the ones dishing out the most monetary stimulus. So the way they can reconcile this contradiction is by trying to reassure themselves and reassure us that the medicine they're administering will only have a temporary effect. But it may not have only a temporary effect. If you look at what's happening in timber, you look, dramatic price increases, builders, providers not being able to provide timber to builders because there's a lack of supply in the system. And then that encourages people who may have sufficient timber to do precautionary purchasing and add to demand for timber and add to the price spike. So the question is, where is this all going to finish up? I suspect that we are going to have quite a considerable spike in inflation in the coming 6 months, particularly in the States, because their level of stimulus was dramatically higher than at this side of the Atlantic. I wouldn't be surprised if that then retreats. But I think long term, in other words, in the next 2 to 5 years, I do think we're going to see a return to considerable inflation, you know, much larger than we've been used to over the last two decades, because I think the level of stimulus that governments and central banks are pushing through is unparalleled. And I think they're going to become addicted to this level of stimulus and find it very difficult to reverse it. And if they keep going at even half the levels of current stimulus, I think that will have a medium to long term inflationary outcome.
We talked before, Cormac, about it sort of being a two tier situation. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about the private savings that, you know, a decent cohort of society have managed to build up in the last 15 months. Like, the spending from that group could be quite dramatic, and it could really fuel the fire that is inflation.
Well, I think it may, but I think more pertinently and more immediately, it's going to fuel what I think is going to be a very, very sharp second half economic recovery here in Ireland. I think there's been a very big build-up in savings because people's incomes have not been that bad. You know, if you look at the economy as a whole, people's incomes have not been that badly hit by the pandemic, but their spending opportunities have been severely constrained.
Yeah.
There's been a big build-up in savings, and people are dying to get away. I'm here in Glenville House Hotel. They've reopened this week. Loads of people here. People are dying for the pubs to reopen on Monday. When Penny's reopened, they were virtually siege-like conditions.
Yeah.
People stormed Penny's. Ryanair's share price is higher today than it was when the pandemic began.
The Ryanair share price, given that they've lost €1 billion or something?
Correct. And they're unable to fly anything like their normal schedule today. But the markets are anticipating that within 6 to 12 months, not only will they be back at pre-pandemic levels of operations, but that they'll have gone well beyond them with the purchase of new aircraft. So I think there's loads of ingredients out there for a very strong economic performance in Ireland for the second half of this year.
We don't seem to be concerned, Cormac, about the borrowing. Again, all the COVID borrowing, because we've just been like everybody else and had to do it. But you're probably more concerned about government spending outside of COVID, because that seems to sort of slip in quietly, almost as that COVID takes our eye off other spending.
Well, you're talking about the national debt, and I think there's been a sea change in official thinking on the debt since we had our crisis a decade ago. And I think the mentality in official circles today doesn't look so much at the size of the debt. Rather, they look at the size of the interest bill that debt brings with it.
Yeah.
And because interest rates are so low, the associated interest bill is very small. And it's a bit like some young fella who gets a credit card for the first time. And he's clocking up the spending. He's not looking at the debt level. He's just looking at the monthly minimum payment requirement.
Okay, well, we'll have to leave it there, Cormac. Sorry about the abrupt end to conversation. We've loads more to come, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for that great analysis.